Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
Hello, welcome in Friday edition of the Hoosier Report as we wrap things up here this week. A busy week, kind of the conclusion of basketball, you could say the season with the national championship game Monday. High school basketball has been over for a couple weeks, but we'll still go with some all-star stuff, and Romeo Langford's recruiting will come to an end, we think, here later this month. So a lot of things still to come, and getting into some baseball. Good to talk with Chris McIntyre, the New Albany baseball coach, yesterday, and talk about his team, which should be one of the very best here in high school baseball in the area. We'll do that each Thursday and be joined by some other coaches here in the coming weeks, even some players as well. Glad you're with us today. We're here at 11 o'clock every day. You can catch the replay at 3 if you miss the 11 o'clock live show. And if you miss all that, or you can't listen, or you're at work, or whatever the case may be, we're on podcast as well at soundcloud.com/Hoosier Report. Again, soundcloud.com/Hoosier Report. You can also search for us on Apple Podcasts. Just type in the Hoosier Report. We're available on that service as well. Let's take a look at the guest lineup, a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Joining us on this Friday program in segment two, we'll have Jared Morris of the Assembly Call. Jared will stop in to talk some IU basketball. With Jared, we're going to talk about kind of the state of flux that the roster for Indiana is in at this time. Obviously, there's news of Romeo's recruiting could be around the corner that could or could not be positive for Indiana. There also is the opportunity maybe of a grad transfer or other transfers that Indiana has, we know it has made contact with. And, of course, with the roster for next season, does anybody leave? Now's the time that you start to hear, begin to hear about transfer announcements. So there is some things up in the air, you could say, right now with the roster. Will there be other additions, even if Romeo does become a Hoosier in the 2018 class? You know, there's been thoughts maybe of another guard, whether Romeo comes or not. So some things up in the air. We'll talk about that with Jared Morris when he joins us. Also, kind of building off the Wall Street Journal article earlier in the week, we'll talk about the financial strength of the basketball program at Indiana. That Wall Street Journal piece that ranked Indiana number two overall as far as values, if IU and college basketball was a free market like the NBA and teams could be purchased and sold and so forth, they used revenue and expenses and a lot of other factual data to make this determination. But that was interesting. And then Zach Osterman of the Indianapolis Star followed that up with an interview with Fred Glass that really kind of talked Fred very strong in his financial support and wanting to make sure that IU was the very best and had no reason not to be the very best in men's college basketball. So we'll talk about the financial strength of the program with Jared Morris as well. I'm sure we'll do some other stuff with him when he joins us in segment two. Also, it's an appropriate time to have Kyle Nedenrip. He'll be with us, as always, on Fridays in segment number three, heading into an all-star weekend. You've got Romeo in the Jordan game on Sunday. You've also got this weekend the North-South game at Martinsville High School by Hoosier Basketball Magazine, and Bailey Falkenstein of Jeffersonville has been named in addition to that game, which is great to see him get an opportunity there. And he will participate on Saturday night, as will Sean East of New Albany and Luke Goman of Floyd Central. So some Southern Indiana flavor in that game on the boys' side. Also the HBCA, that's the Coaches Association here in Southern Indiana, the Hoosier Basketball Coaches Association. They've got some All-Star games on Sunday. We'll talk about those. And then, of course, the Indiana Mr. Basketball finalists, the Indiana All-Star team on the boys' side was announced earlier this week. So plenty of All-Star basketball discussion to go around, and Kyle Neddenrip will join us. Also, Kyle had a great piece today in the Indianapolis Star, and it's more of a chart than it is anything else, but it's Romeo Langford and Damon Bailey side by side for their freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior seasons. A look at total points by each player, broken down by season, points per game, field goal percentages, three-pointers, free throws, rebounds, all those categories broken down for each player and over the 4 years. Very interesting, and we'll take a look and talk some about that when Kyle joins us a little bit later in the program. And then we'll wrap things up today. Kip Wessner of Hoosier Basketball Magazine, he's back with us again on Friday, and we'll talk and promote the North-South All-Star Game, which if you're missing some basketball, plenty of Southern Indiana flavor just up the road in Martinsville. And Kip's going to be on to talk about that game and tickets and just having a great representation of players. Demise Anderson will be there in that contest as well. So we'll talk about all that with Kip and get you all set for the North-South game on Saturday at Martinsville. That's a look at the guest lineup presented by Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. And don't forget that you can stop by Honey Baked Ham, mention the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison, get $1 off your boxed lunch at Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Let's take a look at some Hoosier headlines. A summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana basketball news presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. A little recruiting news to start the headlines off. You know, Indiana had an in-home visit, as did some other schools earlier this week, with Trace Jackson Davis of Center Grove. And we talked some earlier with Alex Bozich about the shape that Indiana appears to be in, as good as you can be with a player that's that far along in their junior year. Keon Brooks is that other Indiana player in the 2019 class of current juniors that Indiana has been tracking long before Archie Miller got here, but really honed in on since Archie and his staff arrived in Bloomington. Keon has had some in-home visits this week and has some others scheduled for the next couple weeks, but he also received an offer yesterday, another Big Ten offer, this time from Michigan. So fresh off of their success and their run to the national championship game, they're getting a little bit more involved, and I'm sure using that as an opportunity to get in with some other players. So Keon Brooks with an offer from them. I mentioned All-Star games. We're going to talk about it later in the show with both Kyle and Kip when they join us, but let's take a look at the Hoosier Basketball Magazine North-South Indiana All-Star Classic, Martinsville High School. The girls' game will begin at 5 o'clock. The boys' game will follow that at 7 o'clock. Of course, the South team is where you want to pay attention to as far as local players go. No real local interest on the girls' game, but plenty to go around on the boys' game. The South team includes Sean East of New Albany. Bailey Falkenstein has been added to the game from Jeffersonville. Luke Goman of Floyd Central will participate. Some other names as well. Chance Coyle from Bloomington South, obviously fans very familiar with him. Aaron Henry of Ben Davis, he had a scholarship offer from Indiana, ended up with Michigan State, had a great career at Ben Davis. He'll be playing on the South team as well. Makai Larry out of Evansville-Balsy, who will play at Miami of Ohio, one of the six finalists for the Mr. Basketball Award. He is on the South team as well. So a good mix. Demise Anderson, he will be there for the North team, playing in that contest as well. And just a lot of stars from across the state. Eric Hunter that will go to Purdue, he will be in the game playing on the North team. A lot of other Indiana All-Stars participating in the game as well. So that will be a fun one and a lot of local interest, especially in the boys' game on Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Again, the tip for the boys' game. HBCA, their regional All-Star games will take place on Sunday night. They will be played at Bloomington North High School, and a lot of players from from Southern Indiana, from our immediate area, playing in that game. You've got Christian Stewart of Clarksville, Luke Goman of Floyd Central, Brendan Hobson of Floyd Central, Nick Walker of Henryville, Sean East of New Albany will participate. Those are the local guys on the boys' side. Also some girls in the contest as well that will play in that East-West format coming up this weekend from Charlestown. You've got Bree Harvey in the game. Also, Brittany Epperson from Jeffersonville, Kaylee Nolot from North Harrison, Hannah Wolford from Providence. They all will get the opportunity to play a little All-Star basketball in the HBCA game on Saturday night. Romeo Langford, he's will be headed, if he's not already, out to Brooklyn, New York, in the Barclays Center for the 17th annual Jordan Brand Classic. That game will be played and televised. I think it's on ESPN2. I do not know that for sure. I'll try to confirm that for you, because I know a lot of people have asked how to watch that game on Sunday. But the boys game is at 5 o'clock up in Brooklyn, again, this Sunday, April 8th, from the Barclays Center. And that roster, a lot of names in that game are going to be very familiar to you if you follow the top national players in the 2018 class. And if you watch the McDonald's All-American game, you've got R.J. Barrett out of Canada. He will be playing again, headed to Duke, one of the great players in the 2018 class. Darius Baisley, who played at New Albany when Cincinnati Princeton came to town. He recently decommitted from Syracuse and announced that he's going to try a path to the pros that has not been tried yet. He's going to go to the G League, the former developmental league of the NBA. He's going to participate in the game. So I think the game Sunday takes a lot more importance for him as far as being watched by NBA scouts, because he's going to get drafted by a G League team coming up here at the next draft. Also, Darius Garland of Vanderbilt, he will play in the game. Quentin Grimes of Kansas will be in the game. And I'm just kind of highlighting some of the names that would stand out to you. Nasir Little, headed to North Carolina. He had a terrific McDonald's All-American game. Cameron Reddish, he's in the game as well. A lot of the top players. Zion Williamson was on the roster, but with his thumb injury, McDonald's game, I don't know if he's going to be able to participate. I would not believe so. But another top-level game, no question about it, the Jordan Brand Classic that will take place this Sunday. And again, it will be televised. It's on one of the ESPN, so you'll be able to watch Romeo and the Jordan game on Sunday at 5 o'clock. The headlines are presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. If you haven't seen it, I mentioned it yesterday, Hoopsters has their own rendition of a marquee sign out encouraging Romeo Langford to go to Indiana, and that's pretty cool to see that. A lot of businesses in the area have been making pleas with Romeo, who is expected to make a decision coming up here later this month. Also, when you stop by Hoopsters, you can tell them at lunchtime that you listen to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison, and you can get a free soda or tea with your lunch. That's 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. every day at Hoopsters Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. We'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back with Jared Morris of the Assembly Call coming up next. Jared and I are going to talk about kind of the holding pattern that IU basketball is in right now, the financial strength of the program, and more coming up next with Jared Morris right here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a f*** what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
Back here on a Friday edition of the program with Jared Morris of the Assembly Call, who joins us each Friday to talk IU basketball here on the show. And, Jared, I think we've got to start with the holding pattern right now that IU basketball and its fans are in, with so much up in the air right now as far as the roster goes for next season. You've got Juwan Morgan, who I think everybody expects will return, but the question is, will he flirt with the NBA? Will he go through that process without an agent and return? So that's one decision that could be out there forthcoming. Also, graduate transfers and other traditional transfers. Indiana's been in the mix, mentioned with a couple different players in both of those categories. And then the big one is recruiting Romeo Langford, other players that could be added in the 2018 class. And then I guess you've got to consider, will anybody leave Indiana after Archie Miller's first year? So a ton of different things up in the air when you try to think about the roster and formulate it in your mind for next season at this early point.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird time right now because, you know, despite kind of a struggle this season and going 16-15 and not making the NCAA tournament, I feel like there's still a lot of enthusiasm among IU fans. And there's a lot of enthusiasm for looking forward. But we're in this weird little, like you said, holding pattern where we don't really quite know yet what the team will be like next year. So it's really hard to start projecting and looking forward because there's still so much to be determined. And you know, laid them all out there. I mean, obviously the two, you know, most important elements that have to be figured out are going to be, you know, will Juwan Morgan be on the team next year? I think most people expect that he will be, but he certainly played well enough last season to warrant, you know, if he chooses to do so, you know, going out and getting some feedback from the NBA team. But right there, you've got a potential Big Ten MVP. So, you know, his decision is going to be huge. And then Romeo Langford, we know how important that is. And, you know, it would seem that that decision, Romeo's decision in particular, is going to set off some dominoes to start falling, because I think that will make it clear who Indiana needs to target in terms of a graduate transfer for next season. Because if you don't get Romeo, you've absolutely got to get, you know, a shooter and a scorer. You know, so maybe Ryan Taylor from Evansville becomes an option. And either way, you've got to get backcourt help. But I think, you know, what Romeo does is really going to impact the complexion of next year's team, because he's a guy that you immediately write in pen in the starting lineup. So, you know, you've got all that. And then even as you start to look around the conference to try and figure out where Indiana is in a pecking order, there's so many different players there that have decisions to make. So, it's, you know, it's just kind of that time. And I think now with the way that college basketball is, with transfers and with grad transfers and with, you know, some of these recruiting decisions that go into the spring, that's just kind of where we are. But at least, you know, right now, unlike last season, you know, we know who our coach is, you know, and we have confidence that the program is on solid footing moving forward. Now we just, I think, are all very intrigued to see who will be on the team next year, so we can start, you know, doing what we do and projecting lineups and, you know, previewing all that stuff. But for the time being, kind of in a holding pattern, waiting on a lot of important decisions to be made.
Let's have some fun here and talk about what could be if Romeo Langford chooses to be a Hoosier sometime later this month, as we expect. That's when the decision will be made between Indiana, Vanderbilt, and Kansas, the final three that we've long known for Romeo. But with the fan base that IU has, and when I think about IU's fans and interactions on social media, you know, you're one of the first guys that comes to mind, because you do a great job of taking questions for Assembly Call from fans, interacting with fans on Twitter and social media. But can you even imagine, and there's been some great moments as far as when Archie Miller was hired and the successes and things over the years. I know Cody Zeller was a big one. Eric Gordon was a big one as far as recruits go. But can you even begin to fathom what social media and what IU fans will be like if Romeo, some late day in April, makes a decision that he's going to stay in state?
Oh, my. You know, I don't know that I really can fathom that. I mean, I think, you know, you mentioned Cody Zeller's decision, and, you know, you think back, you know, even to the early 2000s when, you know, when Jared Jeffries made his decision, but that was such a different time, you know, and obviously social media wasn't that big back then. And so, you know, just with the buildup and what Romeo has meant, and I think how starved right now IU fans are for the kind of news that puts Indiana basketball back, you know, into the national spotlight, I think it would be huge, you know. And I hope, certainly, you know, if Romeo decides that he wants to go to Kansas or Vanderbilt, that the reaction, you know, obviously is a positive one, despite what the disappointment might be. But certainly if he chooses to come to Indiana, I mean, it will just be an unbelievable outpouring of, I think, appreciation to him for making that decision, for staying home, and then just excitement. And I think, you know, that could even be a little bit dangerous, because I think we have to remember that as good as Romeo is, and he is fantastic, and as good as I think he can be, even as a freshman, you know, at the Big Ten level, you know, there's still, it's not like you immediately pencil Indiana into the Final Four, or that immediately, you know, this is a guaranteed NCAA tournament team. You know, he's still going to have a transition. He's still going to go through ups and downs as a freshman. But I think the fact that he fills such an obvious need for the team, he's such a great player, people have just longed to see him in the cream and crimson, and then I think the signal that it sends to other in-state recruits, it would definitely set off a wave of enthusiasm that we probably haven't seen for a long time as an IU fan base.
I think that's the thing that you just said that I would be most interested if Romeo did choose Indiana. It would be fun to see fans happy and to know that there is some momentum with the in-state program. But I think it would be interesting to see, most interesting to me, to see what the reaction was from recruiting? Would it maybe mean I don't know that there would be a wave of commitments or anything like that from especially younger players with no guarantee that they're going to play with Romeo, who many project as a one-and-done type player that would go straight to the NBA. But I think it would be interesting to see, no question about it, how it affected the recruiting. It's obviously going to have positive effect. I think it would just be curious to see how much and how quick.
Yeah, and look, I don't think that Trace Jackson Davis is sitting around saying, you know, I'm not going to make my decision until I see where Romeo goes. But, you know, Romeo has been the alpha dog of Indiana high school basketball for a few years now. You know, I mean, everybody knows that he's been the best player. He gets the most attention. And so, you know, whether that's spoken or explicitly understood by the rest of the players in the state, I have to think that that's just kind of, you know, how everybody feels. And so I think if he does choose Indiana, it doesn't guarantee anything, but I think it would make it okay or more desirable to go to Indiana because, hey, Romeo came here. And it's like anything else. You know, you see, someone else in your peer group who makes a certain decision, it's going to open your eyes up a little bit to that decision, and maybe it doesn't guarantee that you're going to do it, but I think even if it's subconscious, that's going to at least make Indiana a more, you know, a more palatable decision or a more desirable decision for other guys who may be looking simply because of that signal. And, you know, again, it guarantees nothing, but it can't do anything but help.
One other thing, Jared, I want to bring up with you today is the financial strength of the IU basketball program. And I kind of bring this up partially because of what was said earlier in the week or what was written earlier in the week by the Wall Street Journal. They used a lot of different factors to rank college basketball programs as if they were on the free market. Indiana was the second highest ranked program, which I think is very impressive based on all the factoids and figures that they combined to make those decisions. But if there's one thing that Indiana fans can feel good about, and I think there's many things right now Indiana fans should feel really good about, but if there's one thing specifically, Indiana has the opportunity, they've got the means to stay right there up at the top and for this program to become what it once was, maybe as far as national contenders and those sorts of things when it comes to financial needs and to be first class at everything that they do.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a couple of interesting things that came out of that Wall Street Journal report. One is that the top three schools are Kentucky, Indiana, and Louisville.
Yes.
Last year, I think Louisville was actually number one. So, you know, what does that suggest about the region, where you are and the love for basketball down there? Because obviously, you know, fan support and going to games and the revenues that these programs generate from their fan support have a huge amount to do with those rankings. And so I think that really shows just the level of support that there is for basketball. But the other thing about Indiana that it suggests is that while, you know, Indiana hasn't really been a blue blood, quote unquote, in terms of results on the court for a while now, you know, that debate still comes up. You know, who are the blue bloods of college basketball? And obviously, you know, Duke and North Carolina and Kansas and Kentucky and all, you know, those are the schools that will get mentioned. And sometimes people put Indiana in there, and sometimes, you know, Indiana is overlooked, and I think you could argue either way based on the recent results. But certainly, if we're talking about balance sheet blue bloods, Indiana would definitely have to be on the list. And, you know, that's not just, you know, kind of a backhanded compliment. It is important because what it suggests is that the infrastructure is there for Indiana to be an elite basketball program. Now, there are certainly reasons why they haven't been, but I think when you look at the resources that the Indiana basketball program has, you know, you really have to look at it and say, if Indiana can get the right guy in there leading the program, there really is nothing from a systemic or a foundational perspective that would keep Indiana from being elite and being elite consistently. And, you know, you look at those other schools that, you know, you talk about as blue bloods when it just rolls off your tongue, you know, those schools have done a better job in recent decades of having the right guy in charge of the program. And Indiana has struggled to do that ever since the firing of Bob Knight. So I think if you're confident in Archie Miller and you think Indiana has the right guy, then you look at a report like that from the Wall Street Journal and you say, you know what, give it a couple of years and we can be right back up there where we expect to be and where Fred Glass set the expectations, you know, when he decided to make the change. So you know, it's one of those things people can probably, you know, who aren't Indiana fans probably laugh at it, you know, like, oh, here's Indiana, number two program ranking, and they've missed the NCAA tournament 2 years in a row. And that's all well and good. And as fans, you know, and as a program, we have to take that because the results haven't been there. But it does suggest that Indiana is a legit sleeping giant. And if Archie Miller can get this thing going in the right direction, there's a high likelihood of sustained success.
Jared Morris, Assembly Call. One other thing, too, Jared, back to Romeo for a moment. The podcast On the Brink, you and Alex from this past week, was all about Romeo talking. Primarily you asking Alex a lot of questions. Alex, a New Albany guy, and has followed the Romeo situation very closely. Good stuff. Very good stuff. You could check that out. I think InsideTheHall.com, probably the best way to locate that podcast. But good work there. No question about it. As his decision gets closer, we'll be talking about it more and more, as we always have. And that podcast was great information.
Thank you. Yeah, it was, you know, it's one of those things we were trying to figure out what to talk about. You know, going back to our conversation at the beginning about how we're kind of in a holding pattern. You know, and I realized there were a few questions about Romeo that I wanted some answers to, and there are a few people as knowledgeable about that subject as Alex, just because of how closely he's been able to follow it and the unique perspective he's had watching it up close. So, you know, I wasn't sure if there was really much more to the Romeo story that we could get into, but, you know, Alex is a wealth of knowledge, so I'm glad I decided to ask him those questions.
Absolutely. Jared, thanks so much. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk with you next Friday.
Yep, sounds great. You too.
The 2018 Big X Sports Radio golf cards are hot off the presses. This year's card features Chariot Run, Polo Fields, Woodhaven Country Club, South Park Country Club, Henry County Country Club, Elk Run, Valley View, and Christmas Lake in Santa Claus, Indiana. You can play these courses for under $20 a round with the 2018 Big X Sports Radio golf card. Some of these courses are private. You can only play if you're a member or you've got the Big X Sports Radio golf card, so make sure you buy one today. You can log on to BigXSportsRadio.com or call 812-725-1457. We will head to a commercial break. When we come back, Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star will join the program. We'll talk about the week's announcements before today, the Mr. Basketball finalists, six of those, and, of course, the Indiana All-Star boys roster was announced earlier this week as well. So that and more, including discussion about a great piece, comparison piece that he had today with all the facts and figures between Damon Bailey and Romeo Langford through their 4 years of high school basketball here in Southern Indiana. We'll talk about that as well. To a commercial break we go. Kyle Nedenrip next, right here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
Back with Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star to talk some basketball here on this Friday edition of the program. And Kyle, a couple big announcements as far as the high school season wrapping up goes. The six finalists for the Indy Star Mr. Basketball Award announced earlier in the week. Romeo Langford of New Albany expected to be the front runner for that award. He was announced, obviously, as one of six finalists. And then just, I think yesterday, day before yesterday maybe, the Indiana All-Star team announced. And, of course, Romeo Langford makes that team. Sean East of New Albany makes the team, a really good mix of players. And a lot of IU lean to the All-Stars this year with Demise Anderson, Rob Finnessy, and, of course, up in the air, Romeo Langford making up that team as well. But an interesting week. Always fun to see the All-Stars announced and just try to put together in your mind, not just will they beat Kentucky. We don't know much about the Kentucky team, but will they be one of the best All-Star teams ever? And I think that's kind of where we're at with this group. Should be the opportunity not just to be successful in their games against Kentucky, but how do they stack up maybe against some of the better teams out there all time?
Yeah, I think it's a group that, you know, especially at that top level, you know, when you talk about the top five, six, seven guys on the team that really stack up well, at least in the last 10 years or so, as far as teams that I've covered and all-star teams that I've seen. So, you know, I think the biggest question mark is probably the big guys on this team. There wasn't really, you know, and you kind of look at last year's team and it was flush with you know, big guys, versatile big guys, and you know, this team doesn't necessarily have a lot of that, although you've got guys like Aaron Henry who plays pretty big, although he can handle the ball. He's only about 6'6 or so, so he's not a, you know, 6'10, you know, forward or anything like that. But, you know, I think when you look at that top group, though, you've got so much scoring. You've got a true point guard in Finney. You know, of course, you mentioned Romeo Langford, who's a top national guy. And then, you know, others like, you know, I mentioned Aaron Henry going to Michigan State, and Eric Hunter, who's going to Purdue, and then Demezi Anderson. You know, those are all big-time scorers that have really played well throughout their high school careers, multi-year guys. So I think when you especially look at that core group, I think that group stacks up really, really well from that standpoint. And then I think there's some guys on this team who, you know, people don't necessarily know as much about, but, you know, like Makai Larry from Evansville Bossy, who, you know, has played in a couple state championship games going to Miami of Ohio. The only thing keeping him from a higher level probably is just his size. He's just a smaller guard, but can really fill it up and score. And, you know, guys like Jaron Coleman from Cathedral, who, you know, people probably maybe statewide don't know. Indianapolis people know him really well. Going to Ball State, big-time offensive player. You know, really, really talented player who's played on a national level in the EYBL. So, you know, I think there's some guys who, you know, maybe people don't know as much about that will enjoy watching them play and join those core guys and make this a really tough group. I think, like I said, I think the biggest thing is just the size. But, you know, the way basketball is played now, if you got some 6'6 guys who can be versatile, that's almost the way this game's going anyway. So, you know, as long as you can rebound a little bit and then, you know, spread the floor and shoot it, I think this team will be just fine.
Kyle Nedrip of the Indianapolis Star joins us. I know a big question for some folks down this way is the Mr. Basketball Award. And you and I have talked about it the last couple of years. I think the finalist format where you bring five or six of the top players together at the Indy Star Sports Awards Banquet. It's going to be at Butler University this year, and you can tell us more about that. But I think it's a great format. It kind of is like the ESPYs. You've got the finalists there. They all get honored and recognized, and then the winner of the award is announced. And obviously the Mr. Basketball Award is the big coveted award from the state of Indiana. It's not just the meaning that you're the best player in the state, but you're also coming from a state that has produced so many greats over the years. You go back and look at previous winners through the years, and it's really just remarkable, that list of players. But tell us a little bit about how the award will be finalized, how the winner will be announced, and it's a pretty neat opportunity for these six players to come together with their coaches and families and even supporters welcome to buy tickets and come to the event, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, so basically the last 3 years is the way we've done it is this is not just a Mr. Basketball banquet, but it's kind of a sports awards banquet, and part of it is awarding the Mr. and Miss Basketball. You know, Mr. Football, we've already, you know, you'd be waiting 6 months basically to award that, or 5 months, whatever. So that's, you know, that's not part of this. But, you know, some other award, you know, the Courage Award, which is always a prominent one, Coach of the Year for all the different sports. So it's kind of a combination of a lot of different things. Reggie Wayne is the guest speaker this year. So it's a neat deal. We've kind of incorporated the Mr. Basketball and Miss Basketball is kind of one of the big highlights of the night. I know, like you said, we've talked about this, and I like this format because you give the guys and girls who don't get the award, they get a chance to get up there and get recognized. And it's kind of an ESPYs type of thing where even if you're a finalist and you don't get it, you still get a chance to get more than just, you know, your name in the paper or whatever as a line of others receiving votes. It's kind of neat that way. And, you know, I think we all know, you know, I think we all know what's going to happen, and Romeo is going to be no doubt the winner and whatever. And, you know, I've had people ask me, you know, why the heck, you know, just go ahead and give it to him. And, you know, I get that or whatever, but you know, but this, I think is a better way to do it, in my opinion. And, you can give those finalists a chance to get up there and be recognized. But, so that's why, you know, that's sort of the reasoning behind it. And I don't think there's any secret as to probably what's going to happen, but, I think this way is, you know, it's a little bit neater, way to do it. And I hope it continues that way. Cause I think it's a neat deal.
How can fans get tickets? You're going to have a number of New Albany fans that want to be there for this. New Albany has never had a Mr. Basketball. Langford likely will be the first. Is there a website? What's the best way for someone to get more information if they want to be there for the announcement?
Yeah, so basically, you know, you can go on to our site and let me pull that. It's sportsawards.indystar.com. So sportsawards.indystar.com, and if you pull that up, and I pulled it up here right now, there's a section here where you just click on to buy tickets. It's Sunday, April 29th is the banquet. Red carpet starts at six. And then the show actually gets started at 7. And I think this is the third year we've done. I think the first year we did a Sunday, the last year we did a weeknight. And I think Sunday worked out better just for, you know, people who are traveling from a little bit farther away, aren't trying to get back to school the next day or whatever, or we're trying to get out of school, I mean, earlier and get to this thing. So this will give people a little bit more of a chance to get away a little bit earlier, I think. And I think this is probably how we'll do it in the future, is on a Sunday. So, you know, it starts, like I said, it starts at 6, and the award show actually gets going at 7. It'll be about, probably a little bit over an hour for the total, and Mr. Basketball probably towards the end of that hour. So that's how we'll do it. And like I said, sportsawards.indystar.com is the site to get tickets for that. And they're on sale now. And I know, we've had really good crowds the first 2 years we've done this. So I think it'll be another good group this year. And I think New Albany people, I think we all probably know how the vote is going to go. So, that would be a shocker any other way. But it should be a fun night. And Reggie Wayne, I think, will be a good speaker, and looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Kyle Nedrip, Indianapolis Star, joining us. You know, this is kind of like a perfect storm for an all-star game, because for Southern Indiana aspects, you've got Romeo and Sean East involved in the game. Romeo, as we've discussed, the front runner, I think, is the safe thing to say for the Mr. Basketball Award. The games, Bankers Life in Indianapolis, Bellarmine just across the river from us in the New Albany, Jeffersonville area. So that's an easy one to get to. That will be a hard ticket, just at 2,100 seats at Bellarmine. I've already had a ton of people ask and tweet and want to write into the show about how to get tickets to that game. But in addition to everything I just mentioned, the proximity of the games and a lot of local interest from a great fan base, you've got a great IU feel to the game this year, no matter what Romeo announces later this month. As far as his college decision, Rob Fennessy of McCutcheon, Demezi Anderson of South Bend Riley, those are guys that we talk about all the time, that we probably read about all the time. But there's a lot of fans that maybe have never had the chance to see Demezi Anderson play because he's all the way up in South Bend, which is way up there. But the All-Star mm-hmm. games are going to bring him much closer to this area and the central part of the state. So I think from a local perspective, very proud year for Southern Indiana and New Albany in the game, but also from an IU side of things, it's got a good flavor to the Hoosiers as well.
Yeah, it does. It'll work out nicely for those fans in your area down there, I think, to see some of these guys play. And you know, being in Indianapolis, I didn't see Demezi Anderson play all that much either. I saw him actually more in AAU ball than I did during the season, just by how our coverage is during the season. So, you know, I think that'll be a fun chance to see how he meshes with the other guys. I have seen Robert Fennessy play more, and I think, IU fans down in that area of the state will really enjoy seeing him play. He's definitely a pure point guard who can score. I mean, he scored a lot this year for that team that needed him to score. So I think that'll be – I know him and Romeo have a good – you know, no matter what Romeo ends up doing, you know, I know they mesh well together, get along really well. You know, that'll be fun to see how those two play together, especially if they are both going to IU. But yeah, it'll be fun. I think that Bellarmine game will really be a ramp up in what we've seen attendance wise previously in Kentucky, and of course the Bankers Life game always draws pretty well anyway. But I think this, you know, the way this roster shakes out, I think you'll have a large contingent of IU fans who will be interested. And then you've got other, you know, like Eric Hunter. I know Purdue fans always want to see him play and have a chance to see him play too. So you get some in-state guys who I think will be a pretty good ticket this year when it comes down to June.
Kyle Nedrip, Indianapolis Star. Kyle, as always, great to catch up. Fun to think about what we still have ahead basketball-wise, the Indiana-Kentucky All-Star Series, always a fun one. Some other stuff as well, so we'll keep it going and talk with you again very soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Matt.
All right, we'll head to a commercial break, our final break of the show. Come back with Kip Wessner of Hoosier Basketball Magazine. We're going to give you a quick preview of Saturday's North-South Indiana All-Star Game at Martinsville High School. Nice contingent of Southern Indiana players in the game. Sean East of New Albany will play. Luke Goman of Floyd Central. Bailey Falkenstein of Jeffersonville. Some other players you may be interested in seeing as well. So we'll talk about that next when Kip joins us right here on a Friday edition of the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
You know, a basketball hero around here is treated like a god.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
You know, most people would kill to be treated like a god just for a few moments.
Here's Matt Dennison.
Final segment of this Friday program, we're joined by Kip Wessner of Hoosier Basketball Magazine, who is gearing up for another big weekend. Last weekend, Kip, it was the Top 60 workout. This weekend, it's the North-South All-Star Classic at Martinsville High School, and a lot of Southern Indiana flavor in this one on Saturday night.
Yeah, I appreciate being on with you. We did have a great turnout for the Top 60 at Beech Grove last week, and now we're just met with Kip Staggs, the athletic director, and did a walkthrough here at Martinsville to get all the T's crossed and the I's dotted. But we expect to have two outstanding games. There's a girls' game that starts at 5 o'clock. Boys' game starts at 7 o'clock. And, yes, the Hoosier Hills Conference is represented. We have Messmore from Bedford North Lawrence in the girls' game. And then on the boys' side, have Sean East from New Albany, Bailey Falkenstein from Jeffersonville, and Luke Goman from Floyd Central. So should be two outstanding games on Saturday evening.
Kip, good to see Bailey Falkenstein of Jeffersonville added to the game. I know he was injured and missed last week's Top 60 workout in Indianapolis, but available to play in the game on Sunday with the career that he had on the basketball court and, of course, the baseball field as well at Jeff. But on the basketball side, good to see him get that recognition.
Well, yeah, I know he was a 20-point-per-game scorer, and from what I understand, he's a pretty good baseball player as well and will be going to Olney Junior College and playing both basketball and baseball. But, yeah, when you have a player who's done what he's done, it's good to get the recognition, and I'm glad that he'll be able to participate.
Talking with Kip Wessner of Hoosier Basketball Magazine about the North-South All-Star Classic. It will be played Saturday at Martinsville High School. And again, Sean East of New Albany, Luke Goman of Floyd Central, Bailey Falkenstein of New Albany, of the Southern Indiana contingent in the boys' game. And I assume, Kip, for someone that wants to go, tickets available at the door for that game at Martinsville. What are those particulars?
Yeah, it's $10. $10 at the door. That covers both the girls' game at 5 and the boys' game at 7. I do have a phone number that I could give at the end if anybody wanted to call about information. I know that there's been a few calls from the New Albany area that has spoke to Coach Staggs at Martinsville, said they were going to reach out to Bulldog Nation on social media. So we're hoping to have a good representation from the South.
Absolutely. Kip Wessner, Hoosier Basketball Magazine. We just had Kyle Nedrip on. We were talking about the Mr. Basketball finalist and the announcement of the Indiana All-Star team on the boys' side earlier this week. You've got a good group of All-Stars that will play in that Indiana-Kentucky series. I think you've got 10 girls on the North-South rosters combined that are Indiana All-Stars. You've got 9 boys on those rosters combined. So in addition to the local contingent, in addition to Demise Anderson, an IU recruit that I know people all the way up in South Bend probably didn't get a chance to see play this year, it's also an opportunity to early on see some of the Indiana All-Stars that I know fans in Southern Indiana with Romeo and Sean East and Jim Shannon coaching the team are going to pack some of those games later this summer.
Definitely. We're very satisfied with the idea of how it turned out with the All-Stars. In fact, on the front cover of the traditional Hoosier Basketball magazine, there were 12 seniors, and we actually have 10 of those 12 involved, 9 of those 12 involved in this game. But of the 9 Indiana All-Stars, Demezi Anderson, you mentioned, and also Eric Hunter, who's going to Purdue, and Aaron Henry, who's from Ben Davis, 2017 IHSA 4A state champion from Ben Davis, will be at Michigan State. So we have three Big Ten future players as part of those nine Indiana All-Stars. And then on the girls' side, two girls that are headed to Purdue, Kayana Traylor and Cassidy Harden, and then two girls also going to the Big Ten with Kaiser from Noblesville, who's going to Michigan, and Tomi Tawada from Carmel, who's going to Iowa. So there's definitely going to be talent at the John R. Wooden Gymnasium in Martinsville, Indiana, on Saturday, and we're really looking forward to the day.
Again, the girls' game at 5 o'clock. Sean East, Luke Goman, Bailey Falkenstein, they play at 7 o'clock. Martinsville High School, tickets are $10. Kip, the phone number for more information or if somebody has questions on tickets.
Sure. It's 765-342-5571. That's Martinsville High School's phone number. Kip Staggs is the athletic director. You can also go to our website, HoosierBasketballMagazine.com. There's a press release on the front page that lists all the players who will be part of the games on Saturday, and a press release talking about the Division I players and the local feel, like you mentioned, from Southern Indiana. So hopefully we'll have a good turnout, and I appreciate being on with you.
Absolutely, Kip. I will see you Saturday. Looking forward to seeing some of these Southern Indiana guys in action for another All-Star event. Always a very well-organized, well-put-together game. Appreciate you coming on. Appreciate the work that you do.
And the last little tidbit is we also do have our Hoosier Reunion All-Star Classic. That'll be on June 1st. It's at the Hoosier Gym in Knightstown, and tickets will be available for that starting next week. But
yeah.
Appreciate it again, and we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Absolutely. Kip joining us, Kip Westner of Hoosier Basketball Magazine, as we talk about the North-South All-Star Classic again Saturday night. A great opportunity if you're missing the round ball a little bit. We're a couple weeks removed from the high school state tournament, at least from a local perspective. You can head up to Martinsville on Saturday, about an hour and 45, hour and 50-minute drive, I believe. Been a long time since I've been to Martinsville High School, but we'll be headed that way Saturday night to watch some of these local guys. So make sure you check it out. Sean East, Luke Goman, Bailey Falkenstein, all involved in that contest. And then Sean and Luke, and I'm not sure about Bailey. I didn't even look back again on Sunday in the HBCA East-West games at Bloomington North High School. So a lot of players, too, others from the area involved in that Sunday HBCA game as well. So it's all-star time, plenty of stuff going. Don't forget Romeo Langford and his group will play in the 17th Annual Jordan Classic. That's up in Brooklyn. That's a 5 o'clock tip-off on Sunday. So even though we're done with the regular season and done with the NCAA tournament and done with the high school season and all the things that we've talked about, still a lot of basketball to be played, including this weekend with some of these all-star games. Have a great weekend. I will be back with you Monday at 11 o'clock. Complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective right here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.